quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is Stuart Venner. I tell it as I see it, and I see it as it is.
It was interesting,
but it was also stupid.
This is Stuart Venner. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We've got a really great lineup of guests in store. We're going to talk to Cal Ori. Cal is going to tell us about healing foods. Not fried chicken, which I like, but healing foods. We're going to speak to Charles Faddis. Charles is a heavy-duty guest. He retired from the CIA, and he was in charge of the weapons of mass destruction, searching for that in Iraq. We're going to go into a lot of the important things that are going on today in the Mideast. We're also speaking to Veronica Drake. Veronica helps women become entrepreneurs, and we're going to talk about the five mistakes that all should avoid. We're talking to John Elefante. John is the ex-lead singer for the group Kansas, and we're going to hear his new song, This Time. And finally, Jason Dowd is going to give us a brief Holly Weird report. Please stay tuned. I know you're going to love the show. Thank you.
I love chicken. Yummy, yummy. Chicken, bark, 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 bark chicken. I love chicken, it's so yummy. Gonna eat a lot cause it goes into my tummy. Chicken, chicken, bark, bark, chicken. I love chicken, bark, bark, chicken. Bark, 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 chicken. Grilled or fried, it makes me feel alive. Bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken. I love the chicken. Bok bok chicken, bok bok chicken, bok 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 chicken.
I blinked. I wasn't trying not to.
I love chicken! Bok 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 chicken! Bok 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 chicken! Bok 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 chicken!
And I'm sober!
We have Cal Ori on the line. Cal is a very interesting lady. She's an author, a journalist, and we're going to talk about the healing powers of certain foods. Cal, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Really appreciate you coming on. What foods do you think have the most healing power?
Well, there's superfoods, and there's so many fruits and vegetables that have the antioxidants, the good guys that stave off heart disease and cancer and other things like that. And help us live a longer, more quality type of life.
Sure.
However, I have the Healing Power series, and I took on five different superfoods that people really aren't so sure. They didn't know that until they read these books.
Which foods are they?
Vinegar.
Really?
Olive oil, salvadet, chocolate, honey, and coffee.
And what about fried chicken?
Fried chicken, there you go. Actually, you can bake chicken with olive oil, and it still can taste just as good and is so much better for you.
I love chicken.
You really don't want to fry a lot of food.
That's very, very interesting. Now, how do you go about, I read something that you kind of use psychic powers and tarot readings to try to help people with this.
I fell into that. I've always been hyper-intuitive since I was a kid. And I guess I gave readings and used my intuition for cheating boyfriends forever.
Does that work?
It sure does. men won't even go near me. They can't be bad, but it's a Cali. But, about 10 years... Well, I wrote a book in 2006 that came out, The Man Who Predicts Earthquakes. And he taught me everything I needed to know, and I realized he's a scientist, I'm an intuitive, and we started having wagers about, you know, is Northern California going to have the next big quake or Southern? And I kept beating him. And then we went over to the presidential election.
Well, you had a 50-50 chance.
Huh?
You had a 50-50 chance.
Well, I won him five times, and I won money each time, so he won't bet me anymore. And then I realized sometimes it's hard to read yourself. And so I called psychic networks. How big will my royalty check be? Because I get paid twice a year. And they were so off the mark. I mean, I gave them choices. Choose one, two, or three. And one guy, Let me do my work. Let me do my work. I see $1 million coming. And that was it. So I called up management and I said, you know what? I could do so much better. So about, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I've been doing the phone networks internationally, 3 of them.
Really?
Where I actually, help people. It's all the same, earth changes and people. Either you're intuitive or you're not.
So you're a telephone psychic.
You got it. But I don't like that word.
Like Dionne Warwick. Wasn't Dionne Warwick?
Yeah, see, it has a bad connotation. People get the image of flakes and con artist, and I'm so not. If you saw how I work and how much people drain me, scream at me because they're upset or cry, the water signs cry, the fire signs yell at me. There's some people that are so insecure, they try and demean me. But then at the end of the conversation, probably 90%+, they're at peace. I can feel it. They're thanking me. I've won a new client. And usually I'm right. I'm not God, but I have an awesome track record.
And you use all of this to help people with their diets and their health as well.
Yeah, I do. I always do. They always say, often say at the end of the conversation, is there anything else you see for me in the future? And fire signs oftentimes have problems with their heart. So then I say, you're not exercising, are you? You're carrying extra unwanted weight, are you? How did you know? Same with water signs. They go for comfort food and stress food, and they could be carrying on extra weight or having
I stay pretty healthy. I eat fatback and fried chicken, and I do pretty well.
What'd you say, fried chicken?
Fatback.
And what?
Oh, I love my fatback, and I love my fried chicken. Tell us, you've written 5 books. Can you tell us where the folks can get your books?
Sure. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Kensington, mypublisher.com, where you get a pretty good discount. Everywhere. Everywhere, and online booksellers.
And your website is calorey.com, spelled C-A-L-O-R-E-Y.
Right.
Well, Cal, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You were delightful, and I've learned a lot of interesting things today.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem, a way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
My home. chickens are spies working for somebody. Hey, don't even think about it.
No, you don't, you don't.
Excuse me.
Spy chickens.
Hello, chicken. A little laggy. We got a spy here. What are you peeking around the corner over here, spy chicken? I will not hesitate to slice your wings off.
Welcome back to the show. Folks, I've got a really great guest online. We're speaking to Charles Faddis. Charles has quite a interesting and quite an amazing bio. He's a retired CIA officer, and he's an author. He took the first CIA team into Iraq in 2002, and in 2008 he retired as the head of CIA's Weapon of Mass Destruction Terrorism Unit. That's quite a background. Charles, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, there's so many questions I'd like to ask you. I don't know if you can answer them or not, but when you went into Iraq, you know, we keep hearing that there were no weapons of mass destruction, yet I remember seeing all those trucks going into Syria. Do you think they moved them all?
I think that, on balance, that the assessment was wrong regarding the weapons of mass destruction. But it is in other words, the weapons that we went in to find were not there. But, you know, that whole situation is kind of complex in that Saddam's entire calculus was to get out from under the United Nations inspections so that he could reconstitute those programs. In other words, he had never changed his mind about his ultimate goal of acquiring them.
You know, something that's troubling me today terribly much is it appears to me that this little love affair now that Obama's having with Rouhani in Iran is really throwing Israel under the bus.
Yeah, people have been asking me about the Syria situation, and I end up stuttering and stammering and saying I'm as lost as everybody else. On Iran, I'm probably even more lost because these guys, the Iranians, have been pursuing a nuclear weapon for many, many years, doing all sorts of things that have no application whatsoever to civilian nuclear power and only are relevant to nuclear weapons. They haven't changed their minds. They haven't backed off. So I have no idea what it is we're talking to them about or what the basis for negotiation is.
And I think this is a PR move, of course, and how would Israel look if they go in and attack them now with all of this love affair, as I say, that's going on with the White House and the Iranian government?
You know, here's what I find the most terrifying thing about the Iranian nuclear weapons program. What the Israelis have said for a long time, and I think on this they are 100% correct, is that what the Iranians are very close to having is effectively what they call a virtual bomb, which means that they're so close to having all the components, they will not have an assembled device, but they will be capable of going from not having a device to having a device so quickly that you will not be able to stop them, that they are inching to the line. It's effectively like a guy who's sitting in front of you with all the pieces of a firearm taken apart on the table and saying to you, what gun?
Well, you know, the one thing I think that will happen, though, is that no matter what happens over there, if it's necessary and it has to be done, Israel will do it.
You know, the Israelis are tough guys. I've worked with them a lot. When they, you know, if it comes up against it and they're forced to go alone, they'll go alone. Part of the problem is that as good as the Israelis are, they do not have the capabilities that we have. And so even with all the will in the world, they do not necessarily have the air force and the munitions necessary to really take out this program. They'll try. They may just not be able to do it. It may be a bridge too far for them.
Well, they do have atom bombs.
They do have, if they choose to use atom bombs, that might change the calculus. But when I say they capabilities, I mean, for instance, there are basic things like mid-air refueling.
Right.
That they don't really have the capacity because they don't typically look at launching air raids thousands and thousands of miles from Tel Aviv. That just sort of puts them in a bind. I mean, there are ways around that, but you're sort of band-aiding together solutions. So clearly, if somebody's going to hit the place and effectively take out the program, you know, that needs to be an American strike.
Well, it's pretty frightening. And to me, it looks exactly like 1938. And we have Neville Chamberlain sitting in the White House.
Well, you know, the Iranians having a bomb is a nightmare on so many levels, it's really hard to know where to begin. I mean, these guys themselves, as a nation state, are dangerous. They are in league with people like Hezbollah. And then there's the fact that, in addition to the Israelis, there are a lot of other countries in the Middle East that are scared as hell of them.
Well, I think the Saudis are terrified of them.
The Saudi, absolutely. So that hits at the Arab-Iranian division, the Shia-Sunni division.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things the Saudis are going to do if we let the Iranians get a bomb is they are almost certainly going to develop their own nuclear weapons to counter them. And then we're going to go from there. So there are all sorts of ripple effects that we're going to feel.
Scary as hell. Tell
yes,
us
sir.
About the book that you've written, Charles. I know you've written more, loved many books, but tell us about what you're really, book that you have out now.
Well, the latest book that I've come out with is a novel called Kaffa, C-A-F-F-A, which is the third novel in the series, and it's about a fictional biological weapons attack on the United States.
Wow.
And it's centered around the same two principal characters as the previous two novels, a former CIA officer named Bill Boyle and a former Greek terrorist, actually, named Eleni Paraskevi. And I do in this book what I try to do in all the fiction that I write, which is, A, make it entertaining and a fast read and something that doesn't feel like a textbook, and B, something that actually will teach people a little bit about what it's really like running intelligence operations and counter-terrorist operations.
Fictional, but something that could happen in the realm of possibility.
You know, I remember that when Jim Webb was asked about writing his famous book about Vietnam, they asked him why he wrote a fiction book and not nonfiction, and he said sometimes you can tell more truth with fiction, and that's kind of the approach that I take. You know, by fictionalizing some things, you can discuss some subjects that would be impossible to talk about if you put them in a nonfiction context. I mean, the threat of biological attack is unfortunately very, very real. Every WMD expert I know counts that as the number one terrorist mass casualty threat to the country is a bioweapons attack.
And there's no vaccine for so many of these things. There's just nothing you can do.
There's no vaccine, and even if you have a vaccine, if the epidemic gets going, there's no warehouse with a stockpile of a dose for every man, woman, and child, you know, in the United States. Very rapidly, even diseases that are treatable can outrun the available stockpiles of medication.
Oh, that's scary. Charles, can you tell us how folks can get hold of your book and how they can read it? Because it sounds totally fascinating.
Right. Easiest way is just to go on to Amazon.com. It's available both as paperback and as Kindle. Title, again, is Kaffa, C-A-F-F-A, which is a historical reference, which is the name of a town that's explained in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a website, the United States of Common Sense, because I do a lot of op-ed type writing. And
it's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
You know what? I got to tell you, as frustrated as I am with things like the political system, I retain a lot of faith in the American people.
Well, so do I.
If we could get the politicians out of the way, I think we'd be okay.
We need the people with the pickup trucks. The guns on the rack across the back.
I'm with you. We need average Americans because the average Americans have common sense, which seems to somehow, when you drive inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., it begins to vaporize somehow.
I think so. You're right about that.
By the time you get to the hill, you cannot think straight. You know, up is down, right is left. It's crazy.
Well, Charles, again, tell us once more your website, because I interrupted you, which wasn't very nice.
So, my website is the United States of Common Sense, all is one word, .com. go there. I mean, I've got other pages and comment in a variety of places, but the United States of Common Sense will link you to everything that I'm doing online, and it'll get you to the books. It'll get you everywhere.
Fascinating. And Charles, again, we have Charles Faddis we've been speaking to. Go to the United States of Common Sense, and I think you really owe it to yourself to read this book, Kaffa. I hope it's not a precursor of things to come.
You know, I hope not, too.
Charles, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bump, 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 bum, when the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bump, 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 bum, when the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "That's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close. the duck said, adios. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any glue? What? Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes? Bum, 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 bum. And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, come on, Doc, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore. So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, no thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle.
Welcome back to the show. I've got a great guest on the line. We're speaking to Veronica Drake. Veronica works with heart-inspired women entrepreneurs. They're fast-paced and creative, and she wants to get rid of these distractions and things that are holding them back in their career. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with women, with entrepreneurs in their businesses.
Sure. I am taking the world of metaphysics, which includes the study of purpose and why we're here, what our big purpose is, and I am merging it with the practical side of doing business. And so I am taking the whole woman, and I am helping her to create a business on purpose.
Explain that a little bit more to me. It's not quite sinking in.
When I believe, and the women that are attracted to me and that work with me believe that we're here for a purpose. And
okay,
so when we look inside of us and we figure out what makes us happy, what we're naturally good at, and then we can figure out a way that we can bring it to the world, and then we take it to the next step and we figure out how to make it make us money. So in a sense, I'm helping them to create their own economy.
You're a very spiritual person, it appears.
I am spiritual, but not necessarily religious, believing that there is something bigger than we are, but I'm also a very practical person. And so having the business background in marketing and PR and branding is very helpful, because a lot of what we do focuses on our mindset, how we think about things.
Okay.
And so a lot of my work is based on in that area as well.
So you actually try to find the what interests that person and what that person is intuitively, by intuition, you find what they're good at and what they can succeed at, and then help them develop that.
Absolutely. Perfectly said. Absolutely. We're all naturally good at something. And so a lot of times the woman that comes to me, she's probably 45 to 55. She's
okay.
Lived a certain amount of life, and she just feels like there's more. And she's ready for the next step, but she doesn't quite know what it is all the way.
So then you try to find the right direction for her to proceed.
Correct. And usually they know they want to, and I'm using air quotes, they want to row their own boat. They want to create their own business.
Okay.
They already have that in them, or they've already started doing it, and they're just kind of hit a stuck point.
Do you find that some people have more than one different direction, and then you have to choose which path to take or which fork in the road?
Interesting question, because a lot of times what happens is the mind's all over the place, and especially women, they want to be all things to all people, and they want to do all these wonderful things. And really, the key to being successful is positioning yourself and creating the level of expert status, likability, credibility, and ability. And
right.
When you're scattered all over the place, it becomes
And you have
very
to focus.
Difficult.
You have to focus on
yes.
What your particular goal is.
Absolutely. And I use my gift of intuition and knowing to help them express what that is, because we all know. It's
mm-hmm.
just some of us have a hard time getting it out.
And you work exclusively with women?
You know, for marketing purposes, and because it's easier when we focus and concentrate, I do promote to women. I do have male clients, so, but my primary group is women. But like I said, male clients are attracted to me, and I'll help them just as easily and effectively as I'll help a woman.
That's very interesting. I think that people need this, especially if they haven't had a lot of experience in business, like a housewife, and their kids are grown, and they are looking to fulfill themselves, and you find the right direction for them to take. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, or she's just had a J-O-B. She's just gone to work every day.
Right.
She shows up, but she knows there's more.
Interesting.
And it's an amazing, I feel like this shouldn't even be called work. I love doing it so much.
Now, have you had some people that have had some great success?
You know, I have taken an emerging woman, and I'll give you an example. One of my clients had a dream, and with two specifically I can think of. They just had a dream. They didn't know what it looked like. They didn't know how to evolve it. We took the dream, the seed, and we've created everything, soup to nuts. She now has a website. She understands how to market. She has an email list. So when we birth it together, it's an amazing process that happens. And now she has followers, and now she's creating workshops. And it just, I love it. I get jazzed up about it.
Now, you have, I was reading a little bit in your bio, and what are the five critical mistakes that emerging entrepreneurs must avoid? And I guess that would be men or women.
Yes. And ask me why I know these, because I've made them all.
Okay.
So the number one mistake is not defining your niche. And I'm going to talk about your niche as that special thing you do. So that's step number one. You have to know and embrace your uniqueness. You have to know what you love in your heart. Without this in place, everything else is pointless.
I think you do have to like what you're doing.
Absolutely, and that special thing is what sets you apart.
Right.
And then you begin to assemble a tribe.
What's number two?
People that follow you. Number two is not developing an entrepreneurial mindset. Everything in our life happens because of a thought, including our success. So if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to need to think like an entrepreneur. You're going to have to think out of the box.
I've always called myself an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I could go lots of places with that.
What's number three?
Number three is neglecting to develop the enrollment conversation skills. You need to understand that there's a certain way, and I hate the word sell, because I don't like to think of myself as selling, but let's be realistic. That's what we do. So an enrollment conversation, there's a skill set. Nobody wants to be sold. So when you develop the naturalness that
not selling. You're monetizing your knowledge and experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I may steal that.
You may. Number four, what's that?
Underestimating the value of copy or the written word. A lot of up-and-coming entrepreneurs and even seasoned entrepreneurs will pay thousands and thousands of dollars to web designers, but they don't think about the copy on the page. And so I specialize in copywriting.
I help you
bring the written word. There's a lot of merit to good copy. I mean, there truly is. And the fifth mistake is not investing in a mentor. I spent so much time struggling on the hit-and-miss philosophy, taking every free thing
I could
take.
I think that's so important. And, you know, if you're going to want to be successful, I think it's, you want to talk to people that are successful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you invest in someone who's a failure?
Absolutely. And, you know, I get it because I was broke. I didn't even know all of these things. I mean, I'm going back 5 years ago when I started my business. I made probably every mistake you could make.
I'll give you step number six. After you made that sale, after you've made your sale, shut up. Don't talk yourself out of it.
You know what? That's crucial. I may have to change it to the sixth critical mistake.
I've seen so many people, they've already made their sale, now stop talking.
You know what, you're so right, and especially women, they want to wishy-washy about their fees. Like, is that too much? Oh, maybe I'm, no, stop.
Say, God bless you and leave.
Amen.
Tell us how we can learn more about you and how the folks out there can contact you or find out more about what you're doing.
Sure. My website is veronicadrake.co. That's .co.
Okay.
And you can also contact me via my blog there. I have lots of great content. And I'm really excited about my new book, which you can also find on my website.
Yes, tell us about your book.
The Unconventional Road to Emotional Freedom and Prosperity. And
wow.
It is...
That's a mouthful.
Soup to nuts, how to start your business. And it also talks about the mindset, and I'm very vulnerable and transparent in there. My personal story is also what starts the book out, and I like to be an inspiration.
Now
and
can,
I think if I can do
folks
it,
can get their book from your website.
Yes, absolutely.
So you go to Veronica Drake, just like it sounds, .co, C-O. And Veronica, you're delightful, and I really enjoyed speaking to you.
Thank you.
And I wish you the most success, and I think you're doing a great thing for ladies and for men, too, I think, can learn a lot from you.
Are you in the terrible position of owing more than your real estate is worth? It just doesn't make sense to throw more good money after bad. At some point, it does make good sense to cut your losses. Don't count on failed government programs that in the end make your problem even worse. We are years away from a housing recovery. Disposing of it incorrectly could create disastrous tax consequences and ruin your credit. You could even pay income tax on the lender's loss. I'm Stuart Venner, president of the Wilshire Holding Group. With over 18 years' experience, we have the proven solution to your problem. A way to dispose of that upside-down property without incurring tax liability and minimize any negative credit. Don't walk away from the property. Call us first. Go to realtycrisis.com or call 877-94-HELP-ME. That's realtycrisis.com, realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Don't lie awake nights worrying. We're here to help you. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME. Realtycrisis.com, 877-94-HELP-ME.
Are you stuck with a timeshare? Did you attend the presentation and were seduced and enticed into buying that great vacation and investment? Now you're in the terrible position of trying to figure out a way to get out of that mess. You're not alone. For over 15 years, BuyYourTimeshare.com has been helping people like yourself get out of timeshare ownership. The fact is, there is no resale market. Unscrupulous telemarketers call you and say they have buyers waiting, and the next thing that happens is you give them hundreds of dollars for an ad, and you'll never hear from them again. Another fact is that an identical timeshare to yours is being offered on eBay for a dollar, and no one is buying it. If you want out of your timeshare, I urge you to go to buyyourtimeshare.com or call them at 877-94-HELP-ME. That number again is 877-94-HELP-ME. Buyyourtimeshare.com. That's buyyourtimeshare.com. 877-94-HELP-ME. 877-94-HELP-ME.
Watched the clock tick down, knowing that her baby would soon be gone. Her head slung low, so embarrassed, she was 13 years old. She felt a kick inside as a reminder of a life she couldn't show. Then she heard a voice inside saying, run away. It was a mistake. Then she fell into a light sleep, had a dream about a little girl. There was a birthday cake and three candles, she was living in another world. She saw the little girl become a woman, living in a happy home. Then she was suddenly awakened by a voice that called her name. They said, don't worry time. No, you're not taking her this time. She laid flat on the table. She asked, please, can I talk to someone? But a headstrong woman with a blank stare said, we've gotta get this done. Then she cried out loud, please help me, I've got to get to a phone. I need to call my mama to help me find my baby a home. They said, don't worry, you'll be fine. You're still young, we see this all the time. Right then the law. No, you're not taking her this time. This time, no, you're not taking her this time.
And that was This Time by John Elefante. This is Jason Dowd with a special Hollywood report for you guys this week. This week we have a great guest, a very special guest too. Our guest is John Elefante. John was the former lead singer of the legendary band Kansas. He has recently released a beautiful and powerful song called This Time, which favors pro-life. The song was inspired by a recent life-changing event in Elefante's life, and we're excited to talk to him about that life-changing event and to learn more about the song and the inspiration behind it. Welcome, John, to the show. How are you doing?
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's start. Let's do a quick little background on you guys. On you, you actually started as a singer with Kansas.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been in music since I was 10 years old. So I don't come from a family of music, but I've always been interested in a music career since I was itty bitty kid singing Michael Jackson songs, Jackson 5 songs, and I really worked hard at it and. You know, I mean, a lot took place between 10 years old and joining Kansas when I was, I believe, 22 or 23, something like that. But that was a big step up. I mean, going from just playing, you know, local gigs to being in front of 20,000 people 5 nights a week. Quite a life changer.
Now, how did you get that opportunity? Did it just fall in your lap? Did you know somebody? How does something like that happen?
Well, usually when God's in it, it does fall in your lap. I think sometimes we minimize that it just fell in my lap. Well, yeah, it fell in my lap, but God made it fall in my lap. And the reason I know that God made it fall in my lap, because a couple of years before that, I had started losing my voice. I had no more high range. And there's no way in the world I could have done that gig. And I studied 3 years of classical voice training and gained 8 notes on my range, which I needed to sing with a band like Kansas. And, I mean, I just, you know, that stint with Kansas has opened, you know, millions of doors for my career.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was definitely God's will, no doubt about it.
Now, recently, I know I just said it, you recently had a life-changing event, which is for the better, which is really good, because usually it's the other way around. Tell the listeners what happened.
As far as?
What brought on the song, and it's because it is about adoption.
Yes, well, I didn't know what you were referring to as a recent event. I mean, yes, the recent event has happened where we released this video to the song on my newest record. The song's called This Time, and it's absolutely exploded. I mean, it's reaching everybody. We're nearing, between YouTube and GodTube, 150,000 views, and it's only been up a week, less than a week. And it's struck a nerve with people, and everybody is sharing it with one another. And the origin is, it's the story of how my daughter came into this world and how she almost didn't, because she was almost aborted. And I know two major facts from talking to her birth mother and the birth grandmother, that she was going to abort my daughter, Sammy. She was in the abortion clinic and decided to call her mom from that place and tell her she was pregnant. Those are two facts that I know for sure. The video is based on, the reason we say it's based on a true story, I mean, those are the two main facts that make the ingredients of this video. But the way the video is played out is how I imagined it might have been that day. You know, so there is some creative license that needed to take place there, you know, just like when someone writes a movie or something. But those are the two main facts, that, you know, my daughter was almost aborted and wouldn't be here. Her mother chose life, and I praise God she did.
Now, was it really emotional for you to actually put this video together? How did you come up with it? I mean, people got to see it to believe it, because it is very powerful to watch. I mean, I'm not an emotional guy, but I got emotional with it. How did you capture that?
Well, I got to tell you, the reason we decided to do a video, even though this song is just custom built for a video, and we've known that all along, is because we couldn't get Christian radio stations to bite on it. They just didn't want to play it, and I'm certainly not going to put them down for that. That's their prerogative. But they thought the content was a little heavy, you know, maybe for a family-oriented station. I understood that. My friend Andrew Manzano is going to get all the credit for the video. You know, I wrote the song, but he directed the video. I didn't see the video until it was 90% done. I purposely kept myself away from it because I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to creative matters. And I thought, you know, if I go up there, I'm going to drive this guy nuts, because he knows how to do video. He had a great firm hold on what this video should look like. And he put some things in there, you know, just some of the imagery and stuff that he did, I thought was just absolutely fabulous. But it was amazing. It was shot up in Rochester, New York, and I wasn't there for any of the filming by design. And when I first saw it, I had the same reaction you did. I mean, because you can imagine, you know, the average person seeing it, but the person that, you know, that wrote the song and the person that, you know, knows the story very well, such as me, I mean, it bowled me over. It took my breath away.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I was the same way. And I mean, but see, this is stuff that people have to see. They have to see both sides. And for some reason, everything's being stopped, and because people don't want to challenge that. People don't want to allow people to get out there and say what they need to say for people to make a good, honest, sound decision. So I'm really thankful that you put this kind of stuff out there, because I really think it's going to open up people's eyes to maybe see an alternative.
Well, you know, I want to tell you that we've already had one young gal that decided not to abort as a result of watching this video.
Wow. So it actually saved a life.
Hey, it's, you know, I mean, God willing, she will go through with that decision to keep her child.
Mm-hmm.
When we received this email, we were all in tears. And so the video, of course, it's you know, what I like about a video, it doesn't have a shelf life, kind of like a radio song. A radio song will last sometimes 3 to 6 months, and then it kind of fades away. But I believe this video is going to keep on, you know, people are going to keep on turning on to it, and, you know, they're going to reflect back to it when they're having to make this tough decision. And, you know, it's just something that God put together, and this online organization called Online for Life, they funded the video. Once they heard the song, they said, "We're in. We're definitely in. This is perfect for, you know, our demographic, and we think it's perfect for saving lives." And so I partnered with them on this, and it really turned out great. We're not that surprised that it's got as many views as it has. I mean, once we all saw the video, you know, everybody that I showed it to before it came out said, "Man, this is going to be huge." I mean, this isn't me saying that, you know, but other people saying this is going to be huge, man. And I think it is. It's already been huge. It saved a life.
Yeah. Well, how can people see this video and listen to the songs and maybe even follow your career a little bit?
Well, you can go to johnelefante.com. The video's right there on the homepage. Or you can go to YouTube and put in the song "This Time," John Elefante, "This Time," and it will direct you right to it.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. This has been a very inspirational video that I saw. I hope everybody out there can see it, and I hope that it changes more lives than just one. But if you change one life, you've made a huge impact in this world. I guarantee you that. So thank you for taking up the stand and putting out your yourself there for the people to see an alternative solution to different problems.
I have received a lot of criticism, but, you know, it was to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me on the show.
That was John Elefante from Kansas. And now to leave you guys with some news from Hollywood. Radio Disney has some competition coming their way. Disney monopolized the radio waves with kid-friendly music for years now, but Nickelodeon has something to say about that. Nickelodeon recently joined forces with Clear Channel to create Nick Radio. They launched their venture with Ariana Grande's The Way. That's her newest single. Grande is known for her role on Victorious and now co-stars in Sam and Cat. You can hear the station by going to iHeartRadio or Nick.com. Nick Radio will air child-friendly top 40 hits, many from the stars from their own radio show like Big Time Rush, Ariana Grande, and Victoria Justice. It will be interesting to see how the Radio Disney and Nick Radio compete against one another, and who will have a more profound impact. Well, that's all the news for this week. Join us next week for more great guests, news, and more on Stuart Venner Tells It Like It Is radio show. Good night, everybody.
I will be wet myself.
Aren't you ashamed?
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
That's all, folks.